Hello, bowlers. We are back with another episode with the transfer market ending this month. So let's look at the top teams and their transfer strategies in the last week and the current formations or the current tactics the managers might employ for the upcoming season and how the transfer market is going to affect those plans. So here we have Jihan with us after a long time, I assume. So yeah, Jihan, let's go into it. So first, we'll start off with your favorite club, Manchester United. So, Jihan, tell me, how do you feel? I mean, I think it's been so long Manchester United performed good in the market. I mean, I'm really happy for how the signings they bought. Two signings, world-class signings. World Cup winner, potential proven youngster. So, say about it.
Of course, I mean, they got both the world-class players for a steal, I guess. I mean, it was worth the wait. I mean, rather, they could have spent 120 million on Sancho last season, or maybe more than over 80 million or a Varane. They have almost got them below 40 or 50% lesser. So, what more can I say? I guess it's just a steal. Yes, but I guess we need a CDM, because the way I was saying earlier that United have the potential weaker CDM in the entire league. And yeah, because Fred and McTominay aren't up to the mark and Matic isn't the same as he was once. So we need a potential CDM, sadly, that to it. That will like literally be the icing on the cake and we will have our squad ready.
Yes, Jan, actually agree with you. And I really feel Manchester United have the weakest link, I mean, in terms of CDM amongst the top six of Premier League teams. Do you agree with my point?
Yes, of course. Yes,
completely. Because everything is world class. I mean, attack is too good. And even the midfield, the duo of Bruno and Pogba is good. The defense is world class. The goalkeeper is back to form, I assume, based on today's match. So, I mean, if you just really get a world class CDM, I really think United can go long in the league. I mean, they can even win it easily and even go very deep in the Champions League knockouts. So, and yeah, one more thing I don't have a problem exactly, but I want to know, I mean, did United fail to get rid of the fringe players this time around?
Yes, I guess because Anthony Martial was up for sale, but due to Rashford's surgery, and he had to wait for another 6 months, I guess, till Rashford came back, and like because there was no other choice, because or else United would have gone for another left winger. It would have been a difficult thing to do, and if the window would have been shut and if with Martial gone, maybe we didn't have any other choice but rather play Dan James all the game. That's so not how
Ole wanted. Talking about maybe. The left winger, I think I'll come back to this point at a certain later team we'll talk about again. So, Andrea, I have one more thing. What about... So, what about the fringe players? No one is leaving, right? No one is potentially linked away from the club right now. Not anyone.
No, I don't think so. No, Pogba is staying, that is for sure. Don't know about the next season, whether he's either contract or no.
What about Jesse Lingard? I mean, he was phenomenal last season while he is at loan. Now, do you think Ole has to change his plans to accommodate him because he was really world class the last 6 months of the last season's Premier League?
That was the motive, I guess. He needed that spark and what he was like a couple of years back, and now he wants to prove his place into the team. So I guess Ole just wanted that. So the loan move helped him, I guess. That was the spark needed, I guess. Yeah, Lingard, we saw him a couple of minutes. So I guess Lingard will be definitely in plans for Ole. And unless a ridiculous bid comes up from West Ham, that's the second thing. But I don't think otherwise. I guess Ole, he will be staying at United.
Well, I think United are up for a very good season now, considering the transfers and the amount of time Ole spent at the club. I think the players are getting along very well, especially Pogba, who faces constant criticism, even though he never says any public statements from the pundits and everyone, which is a sad thing to hear. Well, let's move on to the blue side of Manchester, Manchester City, the Premier League champions and the current favourites to lift the trophy and also for the Champions League. So, Jihan, what do you make of this overpowered squad? I mean, they already added Jack Grealish and they are out for Harry Kane and none else. What do you make of it?
I mean, you have a sensational squad, but again, you don't have a proper striker. I mean, if you have just one striker and you bench him in the first game itself, which costed them the entire 3 points. So, it doesn't make sense. I mean, you need to have a world-class striker. They are going on pushing for Harry Kane. That's a very good thing. But then I guess Pep shouldn't have made a statement earlier that they don't have money to spend because of the pandemic. So I guess that is catching the breath. And obviously Kane is a player who is not going to be let go by Tottenham so easily, because he's a world-class player, top scorer and top assist player maker. So yeah, I guess City is ultimately the same thing will happen. Tottenham are quoting 150 or 160, City will give a 10 or 12 million extra and just grab him. As usual, whatever they do at every window is the same. It will be the same old story. I can see Kane at City.
Well, same here. Even I can see him, because the player is reluctant on the move, and I am pretty scared how powerful they can become with the inclusion of Kane. I mean, they are becoming other Bayern Munich of Premier League. I mean, literally buying superstars of other clubs. That's not a good habit, I assume, personally. I really don't like the habit of a big team buying the best players from other teams. It's from the same league anyway. Well, I mean, anyway, without Kane also, I think they can do better only because, I mean, talking about Premier League at least, because Pep pretty much played without any striker the entire last season. And I think Pep's kryptonite is the 3-4-3 formation or crowding the members in midfield, because that worked against Chelsea, for Chelsea last season around in the end stages of it. And even for Spurs, I mean, they get, they get caught on counter. I can say that. I think Pep should think something for that, because that's going to be a big problem later on.
Yes.
So any other transfer targets? I mean, I really think only two players are planning to leave. Aymeric Laporta and Bernardo Silva. But I assume City won 60 million for Silva and Laporte, so I really don't see them going anywhere this season. I think they will be...
Why would they want to send Laporte? Laporte is had a pretty decent last season. I don't know. Just because of his injury, I guess you can't put him up for sale like that. I mean, he's a pretty good centre-back.
I mean, you're also aware that City literally spent hundreds of millions on defence, and they literally had nothing.
300 million. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I mean, that was a ridiculous signing. I guess 50 million. Ridiculous.
Well, Nathan Ake still didn't play for City, I assume. He just lifted the medals every time he's around, I assume, last season. I mean, I've seen him lifting completely all the medals, but he never played.
He did play. I mean, a couple of games. I mean, the FA Cup small games, I guess.
Well, lucky for him, he's becoming other Mendy, I guess, Benjamin Mendy. Guy knows how to party there. So, we are done with Manchester clubs here. So, now let's go to the Tottenham Hotspur. I mean, the club at attention, I personally feel, because of, you know, I think they got their ninth manager, you know, I mean, in their pursuit, right? Ninth and accepted. No. That also because he was sacked by Wolves. So, I think personally...
He was sacked by Wolves? He left.
I mean, board pressurized him in a way to leave. So, because he lost the dressing room, that's what the report said, I guess, his last season. And yeah, so I think it's the best time for Skane to leave, because, you know, Nuno can center his project around someone else. Son was there, and they can get good amount of money, and can, I think they are ready to push for Lautaro Martinez. I mean, Inter are looking for funds. So, what do you make of it? Leaving Kane is a good thing now, because eventually, he will leave next season at least. I don't see Spurs finishing in top four again. So,
see, you've got to make the most of it. I guess this season is vital for him, I mean, to let him leave, because last season, he was the top scorer and the top assist player. I mean, literally, City can, Spurs can quote 160 and 170 also. And I guess City is a team who will be ready to pay that much also. Like, that's the only team right now who can afford Kane. And in the Premier League.
Yeah, true that. And one more thing we have to notify, next season, Haaland will come at 75 million. So even though his wages will be 350k per week, that will be lesser than the Kane's current wages at Spurs. So I assume Spurs,
completely, yes.
I think Bayern and these big teams will go after Haaland's signature.
I don't think Spurs are going to own a player like Haaland. I guess I want to see next season's window, though. Haaland will be, like, many clubs will be after him.
Let's see. That will be another interesting episode. So, do you find any outgoings from Spurs? Except Ndombele. He said he wants to leave because the manager doesn't trust him enough. Other than that, I really don't see any incomings or not outgoings.
No, I don't think the same. The squad is pretty much balanced, I guess. And that's how it should be. And also with Dele Alli stepping up big time. And that's a very good boost for them. I mean, he's getting back to his form, which he wasn't last season. So, that's, I guess, a plus point for them. Pretty and if Harry Kane stays, then if top four finish is considered, for sure.
Gian, I hate to agree, but I hate to disagree, but I don't see them finishing in top four. United, City, Chelsea, and what is the other big club? How did I forget the big club again?
Chelsea, Liverpool.
Liverpool, yeah. So these four are going to fight it off for top four for sure. Yeah, so let's get to the Reds now. I mean, their manager is bitching about not having money to sign. I mean, why is he bitching about not having money to sign? The owners are not willing to spend. That doesn't mean you have to crib about others. Literally, Pep said that their owners don't want to make any profit. They want to reinvest into the club. That's their model.
What
that's
profit
fine.
Do they want?
See, that's a different story again. But still, if owners are not willing, you can't bitch about other teams spending. You have the money. You're getting 80 million minimum broadcasting rights. And if you can't spend that money, it's up to you, right? That's what I personally feel. You can't bitch about it if your owners are against it. Bitch about owners, not the other teams. And I think they only got one defender, right, to partner Van Dijk.
Yeah, Gomez, I guess. The proper centre-back is Gomez.
Gomez now, but they got a new signing.
Yes, yeah. It's something from Simic something.
No, Simic is an academy product. I forgot his name. Yeah, fine. So let's get over his name later. But yeah, I mean, I really don't see any of them.
Konate, right?
Ibrahim Konate. He's a pretty good defender, I know. I think it'll take one season for him to adjust in the Premier League, at least for the club's tactics. I don't see any of them coming soon, and I don't see any of them leaving.
I guess Sadio Mane is having some major issues with club. That could be a problematic, I guess, because as for me, what I know is he thinks Klopp only favors Salah and a few other players than him. I don't know what is the rift going on between them, if it is true or no, but it is clearly seen. Like, we've seen Mane getting benched many times. True, and even Firmino is getting weak choices.
And what I appreciate Mane, man. I mean, he got 97 Premier League goals playing as a pure winger. Salah cuts into the box. Mane really does.
Completely.
Mane doesn't.
But I don't think with this kind of a squad, like every year you're having the same squad and you can't just go in, and obviously teams are going to have come in with a plan now, whoever plays against them. They had a strong start to the season.
Modern
they have
football,
a strong
you can't
start to the season.
Three for five seasons, man. You have to read.
Just look at Real Madrid exactly. The same thing is happening. Everybody knows how they play now, and they are not people, the teams are not scared to play them. It's the same thing.
See, unless you are Bale, Benzema, and Ronaldo, or Messi, Suarez, Neymar, you really can't have the sprint three because these three have individual characteristics cut out from the rest.
That is different thing, but you can't have Isco, Asensio, Lucas Vazquez having that same kind of form which they had back in 2015, 2016 and all. Same thing. You have to keep swapping. Anyway,
over from the Reds, I don't see them making any transfers. And I think this dumb transfer policy from the owners is going to bite them, because in January and February, African players are going to leave all the European competitions to play in the African Cup of Nations.
Salah
and Mane are going to miss out. I mean, the potential when the superstar duo, the front three, are not going to play for them.
African League.
Yes, January and February is going to happen. So Liverpool can afford. I mean, January is the most busiest schedule Premier League teams have to endure.
So African teams are going. So that, considering even Riyad Mahrez will leave.
Riyad Mahrez too, but you know City, right?
But if Bernardo Silva is on sale, then right wing is going to be a major problem for them.
I mean, January window will be there, but I don't see any clubs going for a big player in the January window. Considering Klopp's tactics, I don't think any new player can adjust to his very easily.
Salah and Mane leaving is like you have at least 40 goals going from your club.
How can they afford to keep Diego Sota and Firmino? I mean, I can't imagine. They are going to have other horrid January like this time around.
Well, they should have thought about that and loaned in at least a few players. I think Minamino is going loaning. They are loaning Minamino out again.
Are they serious?
Yes, they are.
They are going to have a crisis. And what if they can't land a good player? They are going to get screwed, and Klopp is going to cry again. I can't wait for him to cry again.
I can't wait that.
Yeah, over from Reds here. So I think we're talking about Chelsea now. Pretty much nothing. They need only one striker to contemplate Timo Werner, but as things stand with the 3-4-3 formation, only one of them have the place in the squad. They got Lukaku in for record 130 million. He's pretty good, not questioning about that. But I think Werner's time of being an important player in Chelsea's cog is ending near, because obviously Tuchel don't play two strikers up front at any point. considering his 3-4-3 won him the Champions League. And I don't see any of them leaving or coming anytime soon. I think they'll be concentrating on the renewing the deals of the present players. So
I guess they should just focus on a left wing. I guess they should focus on a left wing, I guess, because Pulisic is he's an extremely talented guy, but he's sometimes he's an injury prone too. So I guess the left wing is a big weak, because they have seen Tuchel playing Werner on the left, which is not, he doesn't understand what is left or what is right. But they need a proper left winger. Exactly, typical German, they don't understand a position. So they need a proper left winger, because Hakim Ziyech is a right winger. He is more to play on the right, and I guess with Tammy gone and with Olivier Giroud gone, both the strikers who knew where to play exactly, and Lukaku is only a center forward. So I guess left winger should be slightly tightened up. I guess they must have not looked into it because of Pulisic, of course, but because they should have a good backup. I guess Hudson-Odoi could be filling that place though, but still you need a good proper player.
Well, you know, I really think Pulisic is other American version of Dembele. Plays good whenever he does, but gets injured often. I don't know why. Well, I think we are done with the Premier League clubs, considering we don't want to talk about Arsenal, seeing the state they are in, and we don't want to insult anymore. So we are keeping a stop on Arsenal.
I think there's no insult. I feel pity on them. That's it.
So, I mean, we are over the phase where we can't even bitch about them. We are feeling just sadness. We're just showing.
No. I guess I can just show sympathy at them. That's it. They will be fighting relegation. I mean, that's so sad to see.
And they have to face Manchester City at Etihad in match day 3 before the players.
I can only share candles to Arsenal fans. That's it.
Well, rest in peace Arsenal for now. So we'll talk about Arsenal during next month, assumably. So over from the Premier League, now we'll go to the La Liga, where the top two dogs, Real Madrid and Barcelona, the center of the Super League project, are crumbling right now in one way or other. So yeah, so Gian, I'll take the front lead here because La Liga I follow a lot. So coming to the Real Madrid here, I mean, I don't know what got into the Perez head. I mean, this year is pretty unlucky for him. Firstly, Super League got thrown out like anything. Secondly, all his league recordings from past were out. And now he just, and yeah, the stadium construction was halted often because of that. Some other accident taking place. God knows who was doing that. And now they just want Mbappe and they don't want to fill anyone in for the outgoings of Ramos and Varane. Their centre-back duo for the last 6 or 7 years, or 8 years, I assume. And their superstar duo who won them 4 Champions Leagues and 2 La Ligas. But still, Perez doesn't seem to be much concerned because he thinks Alaba can do everything, considering that Alaba is extremely injury-prone and anything can go wrong. I just want him to play against Athletic Bilbao and sit for 3 months aside. Bilbao are pretty bad in that. They can injure players. So, yeah, Real Madrid is, frankly speaking, pretty much fucked up regarding the transfer market. The situation is so bad that their manager has to come out and say that Ronaldo's chapter is over. And with Bale and Hazard kicking in, yeah, attack is pretty good because Vini also scored a goal, which is pretty surprising at this point. I mean, generally, he doesn't score till November, but he already got his name on the score sheet. And Isco staying and Modric aging. I mean, they just want to go everything for Mbappe or that they don't want to buy any. Pretty dumb move, according to me. So, Gian, what do you make of it?
Could you repeat that? I couldn't hear you.
I mean, I really feel Real Madrid's transfer policy for this season is pretty dumb because they just want Mbappe or no one and they don't want to bolster the defense. What do you make of that?
I don't know what is getting into Papa Perez's head. I mean, honestly, I mean, what a team they were. I mean, just a few years back, 3-4 seasons back, they were untouchable and I guess this is the result of disrespecting their legends who made them win so many trophies and you just scrape them off and thinking that the club will run better and few of the legends will come. I guess this is the only thing. I think the Super League screwed the shit out of them. The response of the fans and the response of the entire world did not play good on Perez. I mean, in just 48 hours, the league was suspended. Of course, still only 3 teams are there. And yeah, obviously you're letting go one of the best centre backs in the world. They're literally one of the best, and after that, on typical, you break the entire wall of letting Varane go as well. I mean, it was a disastrous thing to do. I mean, they were quoting a higher tag for him, but ultimately had to leave him by it for at least 32 million. That's it. They were not expecting Solesz though, but unfortunately they had no other option because he was on his last year as a Real Madrid player, else he would have gone for free. So yeah, but considering with they can't really rely upon their oldies like Isco, Sensio, Vasquez, Carvajal. I mean, they all were world-class players once. They really helped the team well, but I think they should have thought about all this, I guess, a couple of seasons earlier and made a few changes.
And whichever players you mentioned, yeah. Isco, Carvajal and everyone, they were good, but they were only good for 1 or 2 months, and the rest of the months, Ronaldo was there, Bale was
there. They were made to look good under Ronaldo. They were made to look good under Ronaldo, Benzema, Bale.
Yeah, so though others were covering throughout the season, so these three chipped in at some point. They had a very good continuous form for 2 months, how Morata is, simple as that. 2 months good form, after that, they suck at it. I really assume that. I feel that
these guys, yeah, exactly. These kind of players like Isco, Sensio are there, Vasquez is there. These are players who should move on. Like 3 years they played for Real Madrid. You move on to come to Premier League to play another in a good team, like you can say a Manchester City or a United or a Liverpool team. Like you could help your revive your career also better. They could have done that. But I guess our dipping form, I guess Isco is unhappy at Real since 2 seasons. Asensio is hardly getting playtime. I mean, his form is getting, wavered because of a long-term injury he had a few seasons back. So, and Lucas Vasquez is not playing under where he should be playing. He's a right winger made to play on the right back. So, and Carvajal, another injury prone, one of the world's best right back, he was considered at once, and injury is making him pay off. I guess they have to do something with their hospitality and training center too, because they can't repair their own players. Considering Eden Hazard, they're ruining their entire squad.
That's pretty much said. Considering they won 3 Champions Leagues in a row just 3 years ago. Well, moving on to the other big rival of Real Madrid, FC Barcelona, the club which started off the market with a pretty good note of signing 3 good players on free, but eventually fell out. It went on to a bad PR because of the release of Leo Messi. And yeah, so talking about the release of Leo Messi, I think it's the best time for Messi to leave, because even if he's staying, he'll stay for 2 more years, and you really have to build your team around other player again. But thankfully, the signings they made, thankfully, doesn't affect the right wing. I mean, they got a gem called Youssef Demir, and his trajectory is on par with Pedri's last season. And Demir is absolute treat to watch. He was signed for Barcelona B, but ironically didn't even appear for a single match for Barcelona B, and he's straight away listed to the Barcelona's main team now. Considering the right wing is vacated now and Dembele is still injured, with Fati to come back, and I think Youssef Demir is having a good role to play. And I think Barcelona need not replace Messi right now, because if you consider the attack they have, Fati is going to come back. Aguero can be used as a super sub. And Depay is actually doing good. I really didn't expect Depay to be this good. He's really good. And Griezmann is obviously...
He's got freedom, I guess. He's got his freedom, Depay.
And I'm looking for is Coutinho, because Coutinho is kind of a player who can flourish only if the play goes through him. Like Messi only. When Messi is there, Coutinho can't perform. And now Coutinho is coming back. And I think the attack...
Do you think the injury will cost him?
Obviously, if you are not playing for 2 years proper straight as a starter, obviously you're not going to reach the same level you are before. But still, time is there to revive your career, because considering no one wants... I'm really shocked considering no other club wants Barcelona's players. Considering that Barca's board is willing to sell the players for a little less amount, except for Griezmann. When every player was linked to some other club, but I think the dust is settled. No one is leaving except Braithwaite if a good offer comes. And yeah, so coming to that, midfield is pretty good with De Jong in there. So Pedri is there. So one more midfielder. And yeah, the contract stalling between
Elias. I feel bad for Pedri.
God has to give him rest. Man. Guy played 75 seasons in the last 1 year. Who would have imagined? He was supposed to play for Barca B. He's played 75 games. He's the luckiest kid around. legit luckiest kid. And he's not willing to take any vacation. Barcelona threw him out. Literally sent him on a vacation today. So hopefully he won't get called for Spain's qualifier matches the next week, after the next international break. Coming to the defense, I think they did a pretty good job by signing Eric Garcia, the future 20-year-old guy. But I think they do need a left-footed centre-back because they only have Longley, and you know, Longley is not reliable at all nowadays. The last 1 year, he's been pretty bad. And the outgoings of Pjanic and Umtiti are on cards. I think Pjanic might go back to Juventus and Umtiti to any other club who is interested, which I assume no one is.
League One,
obviously. But yeah, Barcelona really, frankly speaking, can't compete at all this season because of the redevelopment phase.
I'm hearing Gerard Piqué is having injury issues. I guess they will have to keep Umtiti, then they will have. Yeah, but that could be like a bad sign for him because he'll be made to exert a lot. Then because they need to have a backup center back because Garcia is turning out to be a Sergio Ramos. They are turning out to be a Ramos, I guess. Not the way he will not be into the 11 the way he is playing.
True that, obviously. That guy didn't play his senior career last year at all with City except for the 3 games. He's a youngster, 20 years, give it time. I mean, really can't hope for any better free transfer than him at now, considering he knew the Barca's tiki-taka principles, which he was taught at when he was at the La Masia.
I guess the players are still in a shock because all actually chose Barcelona because they wanted to play with Messi and flourish at.
Imagine Aguero, man. And come on, this guy joined his best friend to play at club level and best friend.
That too, Barcelona bought him. Barcelona bought Aguero just to keep Messi happy. And here you push Messi out and Aguero will be like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Well, can't blame him.
I'm not even going to play until November. So it doesn't even make sense. He's not going to play an entire season also.
True that. I mean, you know Aguero, how he is necessity also last season. He's pretty much injury prone. And coming, Gian, I want to talk about this. I mean, I'm pretty mad at Barca's board initially because of the false promises they tried to give. But the point is, La Liga kept Barcelona in a tricky position, either to accept the CVC deal or if they accept the CVC deal, Barca gets the injection of 40 million, which enables all the free signings and Messi to be registered. Of the 40 million of the 285 million Barca will receive. But the deal is for 50 years, man. 50 years. God knows what is going to happen in 50 years. And how can La Liga sign a deal of that lengthy? 50 years, for fuck's sake. I mean, do you think it's dumb? 50 years deal with something.
Yeah, it's completely dumb.
Is going to happen in 10 years, how the technology is going to be. And these...
Exactly.
Tebas literally...
Perez was also speaking about something regarding the financial issues in 50 years. I mean, like, dude, you're not even going to stay alive for another 3 years. How the fuck do you know you're going to stay alive for 3 years? You're already gone. You can't even walk properly. What are you talking about?
Tebas literally imposed the same deal for the next 9 presidents who is going to take over La Liga after him. 9 fucking presidents. That's pretty bad. Well, the deal is dumb. I'm not against it because I'm a Barcelona fan. But if it is 5 to 10 years, I would have been fine with it. But 50 years is too bad of a move. And Barcelona had to choose between Messi or 50 years. I think they made a good choice by choosing 50 years. And obviously, they have to replace Messi at some point later on. So, why not now? Anyway, the club has to go through the reconstruction phase. So do it now. Have 1 or 2 seasons bad, then come back with the full guns blazing. Try to postpone that tough phase for after. So yeah, over with the big giants of La Liga, but we'll go to the dark horse of the title, the champions, Atletico Madrid. They already made a good signing of Rodrigo De Paul. I think he's best suited for Simeone's tactics. I mean, he's like a match made in heaven, I assume. And my current favorite to win the La Liga is Atletico, no doubt, because of the fuck-ups of Real Madrid and Barcelona in the transfer market and the financial measures and whatnot. So, what do you think of Atletico Madrid, Gian? I mean, do you think they can retain the title?
Yeah, of course. They are the team who will obviously capitalize on what has happened recently to Barca and Real. I mean, seeing them like getting demoralized, like getting their 2 best players of their league and then obviously one of the 2 best players in the world, they're going to they have lost and obviously the entire team and they will be the team who will be capitalizing the most, I guess, right now. And they will be pumped up completely to retain the title. There is no second thing to it, I guess. And they are playing also in a good shape. And I guess Suarez will be like, give me the golden boot from now only. Like, really nothing. So I guess, yes, nothing more. But I guess I see Atletico taking back the title.
I really back them in a way. Not exactly, but yeah, I see them because they deserve it, I feel, because of the clever business they're doing and the trust they have on the manager and the current lot of players, which, you know, Atletico seems to trust Suarez still, which is not the case for the Barcelona and the Real Madrid regarding the age of the players, like how they ousted Ramos out. So, over from the La Liga, now we'll go to the Bundesliga, where we have only 2 teams to talk about primarily regarding the transfers. One is Bayern Munich, where we know they literally steal players from the other uprising clubs from the German top league, like they, how they stole the manager and the prime defender from Leipzig last time around. And I think they're pretty much struggling this team. I mean, I don't see the rhythm in Bayern's matches nowadays. I mean, do you see that, Gian? I mean, they're struggling a bit.
Yeah. They drew against Gladbach. They struggled against Gladbach. And right now also just they drew Cologne. They just scraped through Cologne. And like at Allianz Arena, 3-2 the scoreline was. I mean, they're literally Cologne, a team, like the team, like a very underrated team. I guess very underdog team. They literally made Bayern literally sweat at their home. And that was really, really very surprising to see. And at a point, Cologne were level, like they were 2-0 down until the 60th minute. And they came back scoring two goals in 2 minutes. So that was really sweet. So I guess, I don't know, Bayern are somewhat shaky, I guess. They got overconfident by having a very overpowered squad, maybe. And maybe the teams got used to them suddenly.
Maybe Julian Nagelsmann really didn't... have enough time to
maybe attack. Not a type of a not an I don't think not a I really think he's not a Bayern coach who can coach Bayern Munich kind of a squad.
You need a good because Leipzig was coach. Full of youngsters and that was a different story, but here it's like you have to deal with superstars and their egos and the pressure of winning the Bundesliga. The point is not the winning the Bundesliga but the dominance of how they win it. So I think this might be a tough thing. I expected Dortmund to give them a fight, but Dortmund is already showing their shackles down and letting their guard down. Well, Dortmund, I don't want to talk about them, man. I mean, they're pretty sick. They just get in good youngsters, very youngsters, and they sell them for a huge amount. I guess they're going to not win. No, Dortmund, Borussia Dortmund. You saw how they how they play around with Haaland and Sancho and Dembele.
And again, I think I guess their attack is pretty good for me. Jude Bellingham is playing well. Reina is playing good. Haaland is of course playing very. He will of course bang in at least another 30 goals this season. But the only problem again with them is the defense. Their defense is pathetic. The pathetic is not the word. I mean, you can't rely on Akanji and Hummels again the entire season. Come on, like they're the slowest defenders of all time.
And Max and Hummels
you really need to buckle up. Same, Hummels and Akanji, both of them. And obviously, you need with Rafael Guerrero on the left being injured, they need to buckle up their entire back four.
You know, Jan, I guess, you know, they think they will, I mean, the board members of Borussia Dortmund will have a conversation like this. Which player goes for more, attacker or defender? So when the term attacker comes out, they will buy a youngster, play him a lot, make him give a lot of assists and goals. Sell him for 10 times the price they bought and done. Get other player, do the same, not win any trophies. And I think they actually make more profit than...
They are more than like a training arena right now for players.
Well, that's not a very good principle for an ambitious big club, I assume, considering they are actually in Champions
League. They have the money. I don't know what are they trying to do, I guess. What are they trying to sign? They are trying to have a Galactico signing over a couple of years, I guess.
They never made any Galactico signing, right? I mean,
same, but they had all they sold Sancho for 120, like how much? 72.
70 Dembele for 120. Yeah.
Exactly. Now they are going to, they will be selling Erling Haaland unless he signs up, unless they have give him a contract extension and increase his release clause.
It's not going to happen because obviously Raiola wants to make his bank big next time when whichever clubs offer him the most money. Offshore, probably. So, I think Haaland is last season is going to be not that great with no trophies, but 30-40 goals, as you've mentioned. Well, we are over from Bundesliga. So, now we'll go to the most exciting league last time around till the match day 38. I mean, how Juventus were batting it out to get in the UCL spot, how Napoli managed to fuck it up by securing a draw and playing, going to play Europa now. So, talking about the top dogs and the current favorites to win the Scudetto. Juventus. I mean, wow. What do you make of it, Gian? I mean, you sack a manager 2 years ago, change two of them, get back the same guy. I mean, in terms of development, do you see this as a good move? I mean, as a club going forward, I really don't see that. I hate it.
I guess they didn't have any choice, I guess. They didn't have any choice because all the big guns were gone. Antonio Conte denied coaching Juventus. So they were left with no other option but to take Allegri back because I guess Niko Kovac, yes, Monaco coach, I mean, he was having problems with the club. So he was one of the like side options, but I guess they didn't have any other option because this Mourinho could have been coaching Juventus once, but he chose Roma and Roma grabbed him earlier. And the Juve were left with no choice but to get him back.
Roma grabbed him the same day he got sacked, babe. They didn't even give
him exactly. That's the best thing. That's the best part. That was the best part about it. That
imagine
is what
Mourinho
saying,
had
like,
a time. He literally would have had Juventus and Real Madrid to, you know, coach at all. I mean, if you didn't accept the Roma's role that soon, maybe he wouldn't.
Juventus would have surely grabbed Mourinho. That is for sure.
Well,
Juventus didn't have any other option. There was no other. One option was Arsene Wenger, but Arsene Wenger doesn't want to coach right now.
And yeah, sad thing is everyone literally criticized them for appointing Pirlo. I mean, got to feel sad for Pirlo, man. I mean, he got them two.
This is the same thing. This is the same thing like how Thierry Henry coached AS Monaco.
I mean,
same
you
thing.
Have to get the manager experience. 10 days as under-23 manager experience. You can't give him a big club. The club that is winning Sadeto for the 9 years. Dumbest move they made. And I think Sarri did well. I mean, I don't know what happened. He won the Sadeto easily only, kind of. Well, I mean,
no, it's a kind of, kind of a lifestyle he had on the pitch, off the pitch, was not good. I mean, he used to literally, I mean, I don't know if it was a meme or what, but I used to hear he used to tell the youngsters to buy him cigarettes. That was something which the club obviously didn't like and was a bad impression.
Wow.
I mean, you can't do that professionally. So that is why that was like, it's the main thing.
Well, could have been sad for Sarri, man. I mean, he was good wherever he went. Even Chelsea, he was good. But he got the sack. I mean, we won the European League with them, right? Anyway. Well, how do you make of Juventus' transfer policy? I mean, they got the very good signing of Locatelli. I really admired him last time around. Guy was literally leading in all the stats for a midfielder in the Serie A last time. But I think it's a pretty good addition. And with the talks of Pjanic coming back, I think the defense midfield is pretty good now compared to the last season where it was very dry. So, midfield won't be an issue anymore and the defense is as solid as ever. Cuadrado being at the right sometimes and the defense of Dilett, Bonucci and Chiellini. And who is the left back, by the way? Juventus.
Alexandro.
Sandro is also pretty decent, I assume. Not that bad.
Yep.
So coming to the forward, they have Morata, Federico, Chiesa is good, Chiesa is good. And now the main guy, the soon to be a big thing in transfer market, yet again, Cristiano Ronaldo. As a CR7 fan, what do you want? Do you want him to stay? Because I don't want him to stay.
No, leave. Immediate leave. There's no scope. You are not even sure of a Serie A title now. And the club is completely dependent on him. And obviously starting, you start, the manager doesn't like him. Again, the point over here. And still the board wants him to stay. But after Ronaldo posting a big long ass message that day, but it was actually a message to Shash Ancelotti.
Yeah, did you observe one thing in the message? He never mentioned anything about his continuity at Juventus. He just
focus upon my training. Yeah, exactly. Everything is wrong. And he just shut the rumors of Real Madrid and he specified Real Madrid, only club he specified was Real Madrid. And he said, I would never he directly said he didn't want to join them back because the rumors of other clubs of like PSG, United, or maybe say his own old club Sporting or whatever, or maybe even he was linked up to Man City as well. So, I guess he never mentioned any of those clubs. He specified Real Madrid and he made his intentions very clear. He would no longer want to go back and continue there.
Obviously, man. Why would he want Real Madrid now after Perez?
And obviously, the way Carlo Ancelotti literally mentioned, he's like, I don't want Ronaldo in my squad anymore. We have to look for the future. I mean, that was not a very good thing to do after what all he has done. I mean, still a 37-year-old Cristiano Ronaldo is going to do 100 times better what Eden Hazard or maybe Vinicius Junior is doing right now.
True that. And I really think Juventus would only want him. It's not because of a sporting vision. Only because
they should let him be. They should let him sell. He'll get around how much? 40 million? 50 million?
40 million? They want only 30. That's it. They'll be glad because his wages, they'll be off his wages, the high wages. So I think
off his wages and they get money. They'll get his fee. What more do you want? You're not letting him go for free next year. You are getting some money at least into your club. You can buy a good 2-3 players from that.
So whatever money you're making now, this season with Ronaldo in marketing, you can actually sell him for the same amount and you can literally save a lot of wages. And one more thing, I feel that, you know, Juventus, Ronaldo had his worst season individually under Allegri first time around. And that's not going to change now, at least considering that Allegri doesn't rotate his project around Ronaldo. It's through Dybala. And I think Ronaldo is not going to have a good time around if he's stuck at there. And one more thing I feel bad is, like, 1 year, man. I mean, Allegri is his first season, so expectations are low. And yeah, it will be a long-term type thing for him. But Ronaldo have only 1 year contract. So there is no point for him to stay and be a part of the development of the project. There is no see, there might be a project for Juventus, for Allegri, for every player on the pitch, but not for Ronaldo. Ronaldo is leaving in 1 year. So why does he give a fuck about the project in place? After 2-3 years, the fruits will be born, not now. So why does he need to give a fuck about it? I really want him to go back to United. As you mentioned before, you are in dire need of a left winger right now. So why not go for Ronaldo, United? I want to know it from you.
Ronaldo to United, I don't know if they could afford his wages. That is the only part. As I would love to have him back, but I don't know. Maybe, as said, United also maybe are looking for the future rather than invest in two player, like a player who is 37-year-old who will leave maybe in a year or two, and you can't waste maybe more than how much.
Come on, Gian. If Zlatan can pay at 39, Ronaldo can easily pay till 40, 41.
Yeah, I know, but the return policy again will make a like fall, and if he fails and all, that's the only thing. But yeah, I really want him back though. Really, really want him back. Especially if Cavani leaves this season, then 100% he should just come for a season, make them win titles, then get out of the club. Maybe we will see, he might win the Ballon d'Or again.
Wow, that's a pretty high expectation. But sadly saying, I don't see Messi or Ronaldo winning Ballon d'Or beyond after this year. I mean, competition is too scarce now. And obviously, man, we have to respect their ages too. I mean, they can't play 60 games per year again anymore.
True.
And yeah, so talking about, so do you prefer seeing him in Manchester City's jersey?
No,
how will
not
it
a
be?
Chance.
How will it
not,
be
not
for
a chance.
You?
Not a chance, bro. Not a chance. Not a chance. Because I don't see.
I really hope he doesn't join United. So City, at least.
No, no, no. He is never going to join City, but that. If, as a mark of respect to United, he will never join City. That is what I know. And in terms of Sir, what Sir, he's been under Sir Alex, he's been like his father like idol, and I don't think he will ever go against his club ever, ever.
You know, frankly, if you ask me, the only two clubs which he played for who really valued him are Manchester United and Sporting. Sporting, though, you can just ignore it a bit because obviously he
played. Real Madrid has screwed him. Completely,
Madrid,
they have screwed him.
I mean, they don't have the respect for him anymore. That's a pretty sad thing.
They not only for him, goals. They don't have respect for any India.
And
any,
even
any,
Juventus.
Any legends.
I mean, do you feel how Juventus uses him? I really don't like it, the way they treat him. They're just selfish.
They're
in
just
this,
relying right? upon him. They're just relying upon him. That's all.
That's it. I mean, they're just, I mean, they're really a bit, of, I mean, they're a bit selfish, man. I really don't get it. I don't like it the way they treat him. He deserves the respect, man. Come on. After doing a lot of work for them and everyone he'd played in the past.
Right.
Well, let's hope that Ronaldo, wherever he ends up scoring a lot of goals. Hopefully not at, hopefully doesn't stay at Juventus and not at City for Gian at least. Well, if he joins City, I like, obviously, because I like Pep's teams. So I think I can taunt Gian forever with this. Be brave.
Yeah, that's
for
not
that
gonna happen, though.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't happen.
That's literally that is literally like Arsenal winning the Premier League this season.
Not happening. Wow. But Gian, transfer market, never say never. So, coming back to the final team and the final league and the only team in League One which deserves anyone's attention, Paris Saint-Germain. Oh my God, Gian, what a transfer window they
have. If they're a different league, they don't even deserve to play in that league right now.
They literally scooped up Ramos, Wijnaldum, Leo Messi,
Donnarumma.
And Donnarumma. You know, they literally got Barcelona's and Real Madrid's captains, Copa America's MVP and Euro's MVP and both the winners of them at literally 70 million. That's it. That they spent on only one player, Hakimi.
Possible transfer windows not shut. Possible, who knows? Swapping Mbappe for Ronaldo.
Oh my God! And imagine Ronaldo joins. Half the world will be unless Paris, nothing else.
I mean, that is for sure. That is for sure. And I think, and I just hope that UCL favorites, none other than them only right now. That's
no. Them. Manchester City are the favorites right now.
Yeah, Manchester City are the favorites, but the outside favorites.
I guess. Second favorites and third favorites are these two clubs: Bayern Munich and. PSG.
That was before. That is obviously Man City are favorites because considering the I guess stats or something regarding that you lose a final and then you suddenly win or something.
If you ask me frankly, one thing, no. Last three seasons, favorites are Manchester City, but they made up to semifinals only once. That's a sad thing to listen again.
That's bad. And yeah, they lost semifinals in 2016 last before this.
Yeah, they lost to Mbappe's Monaco, I assume. Back then. So yeah, what a window, man. I mean, I really see if five of these players doesn't play, they will win the league even considering how Lille are weakened. How Lille are literally screwed. I don't see them having a tough competition, but I genuinely am telling they are going to get knocked out of Champions League pretty soon, pretty quick. Their defense sucks. They couldn't keep a clean sheet till date. And yeah, things might change if Marquinhos and Ramos when they come back because they are without their primary center back duo. And even the left back is not playing the primary guy, their weakest link. So yeah, so and obviously Messi didn't play it and Neymar didn't play it. Things might change a little. But assuming Messi and Neymar doesn't do the defensive duties, they are in for...
No, I don't think because look at the League One. It's kind of funny right now. I mean, you see the fourth position last season who plays for the AS Monaco are 19th right now. Lille are considering 17th right now. Lyon are 18th right now. So it's pretty much funny right now. And these three teams who are in the relegation zone are fight are going to play UCL this season. That's completely odd for me. Like literally and odd.
Yeah, for a weird reason, you know. I mean, generally, if a team is overpowered, the other 19 teams fans hate the club. Generally, in general, right? It appears like that.
Yeah, they do. But it is there, and PSG obviously with the type of money they have.
Yeah, the point is the PSG is the most liked club in the France, as released by a poll yesterday. I don't know how they're doing it. I think they're spending money on the polls also.
10 goals, 3 games. That is without Messi and without Neymar.
And people are getting their high expectations regarding the MSM, but be braced for not having much of them considering the clauses Neymar and Messi have in their contracts and the Neymar's injury period in next April 8th, I assume, or March 8th. Obviously, his sister's birthday. So, and obviously, Messi have his separate clauses where he can leave anytime he wants to. Argentina even for a friendly matches and yeah, obviously with Mbappe's future hanging around and there is none of them as a proper striker and that can bite them in UCL at some point. I mean, Messi can create, Neymar can create, but who's going to finish? As simple as that. Mbappe is a good, I mean, he's similar to Messi in a way, the creation part. He's not like a Haaland. I mean, if Haaland is there in place of Mbappe, it will be devastating, but Mbappe, no. I mean, they are
look
good.
At this. But Juventus drew.
Devastating. Juventus drew. They were leading, I assume, right? Prior.
Ronaldo scored in the last minute and disallowed.
Oh my God, that's pretty sad. Okay, fine. Gian PSG. So, do you think see them adding anyone because of the rumors of Pogba, Ronaldo, and Kamavanga? I don't see them. I frankly see they don't need anyone other than this. And if they add anyone, they should throw Nasser El Khelaifi into the jail right now. For doing whatever blackmail shit is doing behind the scenes.
I don't think they are going to be doing because what? I don't think they are going to have that FFP thing behind them.
Obviously, man, it's very simple. Obviously, you can get behind FFP.
A team like Man City, what getting a ban in UCL, and literally we all know what happened to them and how they came back. You think PSG can't do that? PSG have at the same time more money than them. I mean, they don't have money; they have unlimited money. Literally, you name the amount they have. I guess they have printing plates. They just keep on minting the money. That's nothing more. I mean, they'll bribe everybody, but they'll bribe God also to move on the side.
Well, that's a topic for other day, which I completely agree with Jihan, how money is ruining football. But yeah, so I assume we have done the major topics and with only two big players transfer speculation going on, namely Harry Kane and Cristiano Ronaldo. Well, the Ronaldo's topic came today with Fabrizio Romano reporting that he wants to look for other options in the transfer market.
Oh my God.
Well,
oh my
got a transfer, got a trust Fabrizio. I would have not trust any source. Well, Fabrizio is Fabrizio, man. I got to trust my life with them. So I think Ronaldo says something into this market in the last 1 week. So, Jian, anything else to add?
Nothing more.
I guess we covered all the big clubs, barring Arsenal, obviously. Rest in peace, Arsenal, right now. So, well, I guess we can conclude this meeting here. So, see ya, bowlers. Next episode, I think we'll come up with more interesting content. Stay tuned and I really hope Jihan comes back again because I'm pretty much sick of doing episodes alone. Well, that's it for today, boys.